Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10:25 as we continue on this Friday edition. A little nice, warm, windy day for you to finish up the week with. Shockers in Central Florida. What time do you guys go tonight? Six o'clock? 6:30?
Uh-huh, six.
6 o'clock, yeah. Yep. And then remember, it's a morning start tomorrow at the ballpark.
10:30, Bark at the Park.
Wow. You know, that's a good effort, though. You get up.
They've done that like three or four years in a row, the Bark in the Park thing.
Yeah, I kind of like that. You know, you bring your pup along, get yourself a little coffee, get yourself going in the morning, and go out and watch a little baseball. It looks like the weather's going to be good for it.
Yeah, it'll be plenty good by then, yeah. Highs,
yeah,
like toward 80 by the time the game will be over with. 869-1240, Frank's waded through the break. Hi, Frank.
What's going on, guys?
What you got?
Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bruce. Insane. Good. First of all, I just want to say there's no way Oklahoma City is going to lose tonight.
I agree. I'm glad.
I mean, this is the 24th anniversary of the bombing. And they had a memorial this morning. They had a memorial this morning for an hour down at the, where it's at the memorial and everything. And there's just no way they're going to lose tonight. But what I really wanted to call, you were talking about San Antonio and everything. Have either one of you read the article that was on the four-letter network that I really don't care for about Greg Popovich and his love of wine and food?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw the headlines there. Uh-huh.
Fascinating guy.
Read that article. I mean, it's an amazing article. And the funny thing is like there was one time when they were down in Argentina when Ginobili was like a kid, and that's how they first saw Manu Ginobili. And they were like, we got to get this guy. I mean, but it's just a fascinating article about team building and basically what it's like to be on a team and stuff. So, but no way tonight OKC is going to lose. I can almost
all right. We'll keep
that.
You to it, Frank. Well, we'll keep you to
right.
it.
I'm out there too, Frank. So come Monday, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I forgot about the anniversary of the bombing, and I don't know how much longer Pop's going to do it. I tended to think that he would shut her down pretty quickly after the big three retired, and I figured it'd be good timing to go out. I mean, guy's getting up there. He lost his wife, right?
Yeah.
And it'd be a good stepping off point, but he's such a damn
I think he's clutched it even closer to him. I mean, I think it's the thing that I don't think it defines him by any stretch of the imagination. He's far more sophisticated and diverse person than just that, but I think he loves the game. I think he loves coaching and teaching the game. I get that sense about him. So I don't think it should surprise anyone that he's still doing this. And the Spurs, by the way, are probably a team more. I mean, they've dipped a little bit here. I mean, remember they are the 7 seed in this thing. Although, really, what's the difference in the West? Anywhere from the 2 to the, well, at least the 3 to the 8, not very much. But I think the Spurs will probably be a team that cycles back up rather than, they're not cycling down. This is probably their low point. They'll cycle back up.
Don't bet against Pop.
That's boy,
first and foremost,
anyway.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. Guy's pretty incredible. So, anyway, all right, the NFL schedule is out, and everybody knows who, what, when, and where. USA Today says that they've got 7 games, Shane.
Yep.
7 games that are going to make the difference. I wish I had this kind of clairvoyance in my life that USA Today does. But it makes for an interesting read, and I guess that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, their number seven game of can't miss is the Steelers-Jets, the Le'Veon Bell reunion game. That's week 16, December the 22nd. He'll face his former team for the first time. Maybe it's too bad it's in New York. Feel free to put this game in Pittsburgh, have a little foresight, but they didn't. And also it's in week 16. So maybe by then, there are some people that think the Jets have got a legit shot at making a run at the wild card in the East. I don't know. Beyond the Patriots, who would you have? You think the Bills are on the come enough that I'll go with Josh Allen? Or, I mean, they both got quarterbacks that are, you know, from the same class. Either you like Darnold, maybe, or you like Allen, rather.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know. New coach with the Jets. I mean, I hear you. We'll see. I'm not overly bullish on the Jets. Not overly bullish on the Bills. You got to be bullish on the Patriots because they're the Patriots. Certainly not bullish on the Dolphins.
No.
See, I look at that game potentially as a who the hell cares.
The Jets and the Steelers?
Yes. Week 16.
You don't think Le'Veon Bell is capable of having about 220 all-purpose yards against his former team?
I'm just, that's a possibility, and maybe that's interesting.
Well, that's
maybe
why it's number seven.
Interesting. Huh?
That's why it's number seven, not number one, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Bend
right.
a little for me.
I think that game has a potential to be relatively meaningless.
All right. We'll give you that. Browns-Patriots, week 8.
All over that one.
Afternoon
that
game.
Makes total sense.
3:25 game. Browns are in prime time 4 times and a Monday Night Football 2 times, but this is a trip to Foxborough. You think Bill Belichick might have a little something for Baker and company?
I would think so.
They got Odell Beckham
Jr.
Boy,
I'll tell
now,
you what.
Of course.
There is no team as captivating as the Browns right now.
I know.
In this league. None.
Any chance that Baker Mayfield has a sophomore slump? And if so,
no.
Handicap it for me. 0%? Like
no.
He's going to be fine?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. I trust in Baker Mayfield moving forward.
And especially with all those damn weapons he's got around him.
Yeah.
It's almost not foolproof, but close.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, they had a good season a year ago. He had a very good season a year ago. Now he's got better people around him. Now the expectations are different. Do we really think that that bothers Baker Mayfield at all?
Now that's his fuel.
You
got to
know where the guy comes from.
Yep, that's his fuel.
And that's his energy, man. I'm pretty bullish on Baker Mayfield.
Another week 16, since you didn't like the Jets and Steelers. Chiefs at Bears. Patrick Mahomes against that Bears defense.
Love that game.
Whatever
I was
day
reading
that
a
is,
couple of,
December 22nd, it's a night game, so it's a prime
I've
time.
I've read
game.
Two sites, Shane, and I don't have them with me right now, but I've read two sites that both thought this would be the only game the Chiefs would lose.
Whoa. So they're going to be 14-0 or 15-0 going to Chicago December 22nd.
Which, by the way, made me not exactly check either one of those. I mean, I didn't put those into my memory banks, those two sites. But I did get a chuckle out of it. They both had Kansas City unbeaten going to Chicago.
Holy cow.
And losing to Chicago. It was kind of like one of those. I was sitting there reading the sites thinking, well, I know what you did. You got to the point of, they got to lose a game somewhere, and this is when you decided that it was going to be because teams don't go 16-0.
That is Sunday night, by the way. That's Sunday night football. Packers-Chiefs, week 8. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
No?
Looking forward to it. I love those two quarterbacks on the field at the same time. I don't know how good are the Packers going to be this year.
I know. Yeah. That's also a Sunday night game.
Yeah. I do like the matchup of quarterbacks is fun.
That's
fun.
Makes it middle of the pack here, according to USA sure. Today. Number three, Saints-Rams, NFC Championship rematch. Doesn't take long. Week two.
Boy.
At LA, 4:25 Eastern time, 3:25 Central.
Speaks for itself. Pretty that much. One is pretty much. Yeah.
I was a little surprised at this one. Number two, Patriots at Eagles. First meeting since Super Bowl 52, which Nick Foles won. Hopefully Carson Wentz will be okay. You would think he would be by then, or unless he comes back and gets hurt again. This is week 11, November the 17th, Patriots.
Are you buying the Eagles or the Cowboys as the team to beat in the East?
I think I'll say Cowboys.
Yeah. See, I think I would too, because we don't know where Carson Wentz is at this. You hope that he's back and playing and competing at a high level. But although I don't know, I think I might trust the Eagles more than I do the Cowboys.
I don't know. The Cowboys got Ezekiel Elliott and the Eagles don't.
No, you're right. You're right.
He's a horse.
It'll be 1-2-2-1. I mean, that's how that division is going to be figured. Washington has too many quarterback issues. So,
I mean, who's the Eagles' bell cow in the backfield? Have they signed somebody that I've forgotten about? Because I'm Wendell Smallwood, Corey Clement, Josh Adams.
All capable, but not a bell cow.
Right. Nelson Aguilar on the edge. Zach Ertz. Okay. Anyway, well,
they've got guys, and they're good defensively.
But the Cowboys have Amari Cooper, and don't forget Jason Witten's coming back. Now, who else they add weapons-wise, that remains to be seen a little bit, but if you had to ask me right now, I think I'd give the Cowboys an edge. And the number one team, the number one must-see, can't-miss game, Chiefs-Patriots, in Foxborough, week 14, 3:25, Mahomes versus Brady, part deux, rematch.
It was
AFC
a tremendous
game
a year ago, so why wouldn't it be good this year? Tremendous game.
And the Patriots, of course, will open up Sunday night football instead of Thursday night, like Super Bowl repeating champions tend to do. 869-1240. Also, full disclosure, I made a mistake on World Be Free. He never played in the ABA. The other two did, but World Be Free did not.
Right.
Damian is joining us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Hello, Damian.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right.
Good.
That the Eagles, they did sign. They got Jordan Howard from the.
That's
Jordan
right.
Howard. Yep.
Okay. Jordan Howard.
Yeah. I think they'll be pretty good as long as Winston.
That's a
healthy.
Pretty good addition.
Yeah.
What about Jay Ajayi? They still have him. What's his deal? Where'd he go?
I think he's still a free agent.
Okay.
Yeah.
You an Eagles guy?
No, I'm a Chiefs guy, but I like them for the NFC team.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's it.
Have a great weekend, buddy. Appreciate
good one.
You. Jordan Howard.
Zach Ertz.
I don't know about Jordan Howard. He had a minute in Chicago where he was the guy.
Oh, he was good.
But it only seemed like it lasted a year. Of course, nobody just has one guy except for who only employs one guy nowadays besides the Cowboys? It's all the carries.
Well, not many.
There aren't many. Let me think here. LeSean McCoy is kind of that guy, although his production's fallen off. Joe Mixon was kind of that guy because of injuries to Giovanni Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs, no. Broncos, no. Chargers, Melvin Gordon. He's kind of that guy.
Yes, he is.
Jacksonville, no. Colts, not really. Steelers, James Conner. I think that's fair to say because Le'Veon Bell was that guy. Mm-hmm. They ran the wheels off of him. That's why he set out.
They picked up Jason Peters, too.
The Eagles?
Left tackle, yep.
Wasn't he the guy that was injured?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, oh, the Giants. Saquon Barkley is the guy there. So there's a few, but not many, and almost everybody else. And now the Rams have kind of, because of necessity, haven't exactly just fed Todd Gurley the rock every single time. Doesn't last for long. You need some help. You need a committee. That's what it's gone to in the NFL. OTD coming up. It's brought to you by Superior Rents, your rental equipment headquarters. Kind of interesting strike OTD as it pertains to Major League Baseball. Bruce and I will talk about it when we come back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.